the most valuable thing that you can have in your life is not a new Bentley. I'm sorry. I mean, a Bentley is nice, right? With DVD players on the inside makes it even, you know what I'm saying? If it's a drop top, it's even better, right? But that's not the greatest thing that you can have in your life. The greatest thing that you can have in your life is not the winning lottery ticket. That's not the greatest thing that you can have in your life, because if you had that in your life, then all that would do is bring more stress to your life. All you have to do is look at the lives of the people that win the lottery. And the people that win the $1 million, $5 million, $10 million lottery, they end up broke or they die at an early age because of the stress of having all that money, right, and not knowing what to do with it. And you know the old saying goes, a fool and his money are soon parted. So what is the greatest thing that you can have in your life as a black man or a black woman? It's the knowledge of self and the knowledge of God. Is that right? Because there's nothing in the universe greater than God, but where are you going to get that in a world like this? You have to get it from the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Are y'all with me? So now, I'm going to bring my brother Malcolm X to the witness stand. Because a lot of us love Malcolm. We honor Malcolm, right? We say, well, Malcolm X, that's my man. But we never look at what made him the great and powerful man that he was, right? And the thing that made him who and what he was is the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, according to his own words. Because before Malcolm X heard the teachings of the honorable Elijah Muhammad, where was he? He was in the street, right? Like most of us were where? In the street. He ended up in jail, right? And he was so bad in prison that the prisoners gave him the nickname of Satan. Well, you got to be a bad man. I mean, I'm talking about murderers. You killed 50 people, but you're going to call me Satan, right? You a pedophile. You rape little children, right? And you're going to call me Satan, right? You a bank robber. You killed 3 people in a bank robbery. I come to jail, and you call me Satan. Now, y'all understand what I'm saying? So he had to be a bad man. He was bad before he went to jail, but he got worse when he got in jail. So I'm going to read to you from page 152. Now, pardon me, page 153 of the autobiography of Malcolm X. He says, I had sunk to the very bottom of the American white man society. Soon now in prison, I found Allah and the religion of Islam, and it completely transformed my life. I'm talking about Malcolm X, the man we know and love. But now, if it could transform his life, then what could this same message do for you and I? You understand what I'm saying? See, the reason you watch these commercials and they have this stain remover, they put this terrible stain in the carpet, right? And then they show you on television the cleaner getting the stain out of the carpet because they know that seeing is believing. Well, you saw this man come from prison to being a world leader. And he says that Islam is what did it. If it did it for him, it could do it for you. I'm going to bring another example. Y'all heard of Alex Haley before? Yes, sir. Alex Haley is the one that wrote the book, The Autobiography of Malcolm X. But guess what? That book was not his greatest success. When he was interviewing the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad told Alex Haley that black people who were brought to America were Muslims before they were brought to America. And Alex Haley didn't believe him, like most of you in this room. You hear us teaching like, oh man, I don't believe that, right? But Alex Haley went and researched his own family and found out what? That Kunta Kinte, his ancestor, was in fact a Muslim. That's right. And based on just one small aspect of the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, this man wrote a book called Roots, right? And that book became his greatest success. And that book was turned into a television movie, and it's ranked in the top 10 of the greatest television movies of all time. Y'all got that? But all he got was a fraction of the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that fraction made him a great man. So my question is, what can these same teachings do for you and I if we accept them? Are y'all with me?